It was revealed this week that a third journalist was paid to promote a policy of President Bush's administration. The news prompted our satirist, Andy Borowitz, to make a confession of his own.
For the past 4 years, I've used my time on this program to share my opinions on a broad range of issues. In that time, I've earned a reputation for truthfulness and candor, so much so that people often stop me in the street and say, "Andy Borowitz, you are the last honest man." And so it is in the interest of preserving that reputation that I feel compelled to tell you this. During those same 4 years, the White House paid me $1.2 million to say whatever they wanted me to say, whenever they wanted me to say it. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. Why did I not reveal earlier that the Bush administration was my invisible paymaster and I their trembling robot? Specifically, why did I not disclose it 4 years ago when Karl Rove gave me my first briefcase full of unmarked $10 bills in the parking lot of Denny's? The best answer to these questions is also the simplest, most honest one. I forgot. As a radio commentator, I have so many different paymasters giving me wads of cash to push their hidden agendas, it's hard to keep them all straight. I realize that at first blush, my financial arrangement with the Bush administration might have the appearance of conflict of interest, especially since they also gave me a free condo, a jet ski, and a walk-on part in The Passion of the Christ. In my defense, I honestly thought I could balance my dual roles as NPR commentator and paid White House shill with no conflict whatsoever. For example, every time I advocated tax cuts, No Child Left Behind, or a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, I was also careful to say something nice about recycling, foreign films, or jazz. But apparently, it is impossible to serve two such masters equally, especially when one master gave you $1.2 million and the other gave you a weekend edition lapel pin. I realize that these disclosures about my past ties to the Bush White House may have severely tested our commentator-listener relationship. But you can rest assured that from this day forward, Andy Borowitz speaks for no one but Andy Borowitz. And let me say one more thing. I believe that Condoleezza Rice will be the best Secretary of State this country has ever known.
Satire from Andy Borowitz, and to the best of our knowledge, he was never paid off with a weekend edition lapel pin.